Right now it's 8:51. We're at 67 degrees with plenty of sunshine outside our studios, and it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It is a wild day in the marketplace. The phone's already rung off the hook today, and it looks like it's going to be a crazy rest of June and July as we get further into this warm, dry weather pattern. The longer-range outlook here still focuses greatly in on July that's going to be above normal on the temperatures and below average on precipitation. And because the weather is shifting right now towards a drier and warmer scenario, it is raising a tremendous amount of interest in the marketplace, and that's what we've been seeing here recently. Well, the forecast today is really not much different than that of yesterday, but still there's some heat of impressive levels that are going to be occurring in the northern U.S. plains and a part of the western Corn Belt as we finish out this week and move into the weekend. And those temperatures may get up over 100 degrees in parts of the Dakotas, mostly central and western parts of the Dakotas and eastern Montana. It's a long ways away from Corn Belt country. But there's going to be a frontal system that will come along and push the ridge off to the east real briefly before completely breaking it down. This is going to take place as we move into the weekend. And so for a quick 1 or 2 days, there's going to be some temperatures in the western Corn Belt that will get fairly high into the 90s. And that has got everybody all wound up today. There is an interesting little disturbance that will come across part of the central plains, though, as we move out into the early to middle part of next week, a little disturbance coming into that area from the southwestern United States. And the response in the atmosphere is going to be showers and thunderstorms and a cooling tendency in the western Corn Belt as the system moves further to the east. It will eventually spread rain from Nebraska and Kansas into the Great Lakes region. This will occur during early to midweek next week. And then the system will likely push further to the south, impacting the Ohio River Basin area and points further to the east into the state of Ohio and Pennsylvania as we get into the middle and latter parts of next week. That's going to be the period most favored for rainfall across the region. Now, there will be some showers that occur before then, coming out of Minnesota and moving over to Ohio. This will occur probably tomorrow into Friday, and we'll see that shower activity maybe producing a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch. There's an outside chance of maybe a couple of spots that pick up on more than an inch of rain, but it's not going to be widespread. It'll be mostly to the north of our immediate listening area, and I think as we move out into next week, we'll be looking for that rain because the ground is going to be firming up with temperatures warming. The odds are high that we're going to see the temperatures peaking out in the 80s and lower 90s in most areas east of the Mississippi River as we get into the weekend coming up. But that cool air mass and the associated rainfall that comes on for next week is likely to bring us a little bit of cooler temperatures and a little bit of relief. And I think there'll be enough rain around, maybe a quarter to three quarters of an inch and some local amounts over an inch that may offer a little bit of a break. But that's not going to stop the market excitement. And I just want to make sure that everybody is aware of the fact that we are working our way towards a July that is going to be warmer and drier biased, and that is going to continue to fuel this market frenzy that we're seeing at the moment. But it's not going to be very bad from a crop development perspective. Over these next couple of weeks, we still have good subsoil moisture around. Most of the eastern Midwest will stay away from any excessive heat, and there will still be some timely rainfall, even though we'll probably lose topsoil moisture as we move through this period, just simply because evaporation will outstrip some of the precipitation that's going to occur. So we'll leave it at that. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.